IP Radio News. I'm Violet Ekonomova. Some gun-toting citizens are taking up the job of guarding recruitment centers in the wake of last week's deadly shooting in Chattanooga. We found Clint Janney wearing a 9mm handgun outside a center in Columbus.
We're here just to be in the community, show them we're good people, and we're here to serve and protect. What the government won't do, we will do.
Military directives require recruiters be unarmed. Kim McLaughlin works near the recruitment center and says she's worried about these volunteer defenders.
I think you'll probably be better for security guards because we really don't know the state of their mind. They might just start shooting.
The U.S. Army Recruiting Command doesn't have a position on the issue as long as the self-appointed guards don't disrupt the recruitment centers. Newly released dashcam video shows a Texas state trooper threatening Sandra Bland with a stun gun in the moments before she was arrested.
I will light you up. Get out!
Wow.
Now!
Wow.
Get out of the car.
Really, for a failure to signal. You're doing all of this for
get
a failure.
Over
28-year-old Sandra Bland had been pulled over for not signaling before changing lanes, but things escalated quickly when the trooper asked her to put out her cigarette and she refused. She was then ordered to get out of the car and refused to do that as well. In an affidavit, the officer says Bland became physically combative and he had to use force to subdue her. That trooper is now on leave for violating department procedures. Meantime, the investigation into Bland's apparent suicide continues. Bill Cosby's lawyers are asking a Philadelphia judge to keep a 2006 sexual battery lawsuit settlement confidential. They say the recent unsealing of Cosby's deposition and other filings have led to false reports that brand Cosby a rapist. This is AP Radio News. President Obama has cracked jokes with Jon Stewart for the last time on The Daily Show.
I'm sure the Republicans are enjoying Mr. Trump's current dominance of
anything that makes
their
primary. Anything that makes them look less crazy.
It was Obama's seventh appearance on the Comedy Central show and his third as president. Jon Stewart hosts his final episode in about 2 weeks. The cost of getting married in Vegas has gone up slightly. The self-described wedding capital of the world has upped the cost of a marriage license from $77 to $77, up by 14. The number of marriage licenses issued in Nevada has dropped by 37% in the past decade. And while first comes marriage, then comes the baby in the baby carriage, and then some baby weight gain for dad. A new study from Northwestern University suggests men gain 3 to 5 pounds when they become fathers. I'm Violet Ekonomova, AP Radio News.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.